The peril of trying to go it alone. In the Apostles' day, some misguided souls claimed to believe in Christ, yet refused to show respect to his ambassadors. They declared that they were taught directly by Christ without the aid of the ministers of the gospel. They were unwilling to submit to the voice of the church. Such were in danger of being deceived. God has placed in the church men of varied talents, that through the combined wisdom of many the mind of the Spirit may be met. Men who refuse to yoke up with others who have had long experience in the work of God will be unable to discern between the false and the true. If chosen as leaders in the church, they would follow their own judgment regardless of the judgment of their brethren. It is easy for the enemy to work through them. Impressions alone are not a safe guide to duty. The enemy persuades men that God is guiding them, when in reality they are following only human impulse. But if we take counsel with our brethren, we shall be given an understanding of the Lord's will. In the early church, some refused to recognize either Paul or Apollos, but held that Peter was their leader. They affirmed that Peter had been most intimate with Christ, while Paul had been a persecutor of the believers. Bound by prejudice, they did not show the generosity, the tenderness, which reveals that Christ is abiding in the heart. Paul was instructed by the Lord to utter words of protest. Of those who were saying, "I belong to Paul," or "I belong to Apollos," or "I belong to Cephas," or "I belong to Christ," he asked, "Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" Let no one boast of men, he pleaded. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's, RSV. Apollos grieved because of the dissension at Corinth. He did not encourage it, but hastily left the field of strife. When Paul afterward urged him to revisit Corinth, he declined until long afterward when the church had reached a better spiritual state.